Hello, everybody. My name is Fred Davis. I'm the creator and editor of the website Awakening Clarity, as well as being the author of two books, The Book of Undoing and Beyond Recovery, Non-Duality in the 12 Steps. This video is really just to introduce me and to welcome you to this teaching. Because what I do is everything I do, whether it's the books or the website or this YouTube channel or my online Skype meetings, whatever it is, it's all designed to support you in your spiritual journey, whether that journey is to awakening or through awakening or both. My real focus anymore is on direct pointing. I have found that this method, if you will, of helping people come to realization is absolutely the most fascinating and fantastic thing that I've ever done. And there are people just waking up everywhere because of this. And I'm probably the world's most surprised spiritual teacher, if you will, because my teaching, what was taught to me, if you will, really began years and years ago in 1982 when I woke up in an insane asylum. That's not quite the kicker. The kicker is it was for the second time because I was an incorrigible drunkard and a total ne'er-do-well. And I'm sitting in the same asylum, and all of a sudden a thought came to me that said, you should study Zen. Well, I cannot tell you how incongruous that was with my lifestyle. I didn't even know what Zen was. You know, I just had a bare inkling, if you will. But since I had that thought while I was sitting in an asylum, I thought, well, you know, I might want to look into this because I can't do any worse. And I have followed that voice ever since. Or not followed it ever since. And when I have followed it, I've done very, very well. When I haven't followed it, I have found myself in trouble because this unit is a troublesome unit when it's not under higher management than mine. So the teaching that I received started out through just reading Zen and doing a lot of solitary meditation. I tried to join some organizations a few times, but I found out I just wasn't a joiner. I just couldn't do it. But I was very devoted to this path, to this teaching, even though I didn't even really know what it was. But I knew that there was something that was drawing me to it. And so I really became obsessed with it at one point and did tremendous meditation and discovered inquiry while I was living in Portland, Oregon. And just, I mean, it was, who am I, who am I, who am I, who am I, all day long. I would answer the door, and if the mailman just didn't act really swiftly, I'd hear me going, who is answering the door? Who is seeing the mailman? Who's getting the mail from his hand? I mean, I did this, and of course it was internal, but I did this until it just about drove me crazy. But before it did, something popped, you know, and I got a real life glimpse of my true nature. And it mightily informed me and mightily disturbed me, and about drove me crazy because I was still an incorrigible drunkard, and I continued to do what I had been doing, which was drink and screw up for quite a long time. After that, I drank my way right through it. Ego just lapped it right up, and now I was somebody special and all this stuff, and it was just awful. So it was very helpful when about 10 years later when I got sober, because now I could sustain something a little bit. So what I did was I really went back into this teaching because I found out that the 12-step teachings were good, but for me, they were limited. And I found them to end up being kind of circular. And so I came to non-duality not long after I started recovering. And I've been with this ever since. So I got sober in 2000. The awakening that occurred here was in 2006. It was fairly large, kind of storybook, you know, with the but I'm just reporting what happened. I'm not bragging on mine because you don't have to have anything at all like that. I've had them since that weren't anything at all like that. And now, you know, everything's kind of steady. I really like the steady better, I gotta tell you. At any rate, I don't want to make this video about you and not me. So my story has been that after that awakening, I spent 5 years doing self-inquiry and before I began my website, Awakening Clarity. At that point, I began to teach a little bit more broadly in the world, and I was awake, but still wasn't really clear, even in 2011. So from the 2000 to 2013, I've been very, very lucky in having some very good teachers. Scott Killaby helped me initially come to stability within awakeness, and some other folks have been great in helping me really become clear and clearer. Gee, that's about it. You know, here we are, and I'm so glad that you've joined me here and joined me in this teaching because I know that it appears to be mine, but I can tell you that it doesn't feel like it's mine, and it does appear to me to be valuable, and I hope that it can be valuable to you. Get in touch with me if you'd like, and do come to visit me on Awakening Clarity. Everything's free there, and it's very good. And I'll see you later. Thanks a lot.